Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So it wasn't Lieutenant Dan that I had. I actually had the goofy weatherman, who I guess is a Tampa Bay Bucks fan.
Okay.
He's the best that I can,
recollect. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm sure you've seen videos of the roof being completely torn off the trop.
Yeah. You call it the trop?
The trop.
The trop.
Oh, I know. Okay.
Yeah. That's what the cool kids call it.
Okay. Yeah, the trop.
Okay. You going to call it that now?
No. Roof.
Come on, get on board.
I don't want to be cool.
Who's got time for Ikana Field?
Nobody has time for Tropicana.
And Field?
Yep, Tropicana Field.
Too much.
Yeah. Tampa ain't cool enough to have a damn trop.
Oh, I don't know. I like Tampa. You don't like Tampa? The weather's really nice.
I can't mess with Tampa.
Technically, that's St. Pete.
I can't.
Oh, true.
Well, the whole Tampa area.
Hey, Abe's back with us today, by the way.
I didn't mean it that way.
I like the first thing Abe did today. It was 47 minutes into the show.
I was trying to allow Bo to say Tampa's cool with me still dumping on the area. I live there.
Yeah, go ahead, Bo.
Welcome back, Abe.
All right, so here's a weather reporter who tries his very best to take a shot at the Falcons, but his execution just doesn't come off.
Mike, we definitely enjoyed the little halftime show that Mother Nature gave us inside Milton, but now we got the second half, and, you know, I got to remind everyone that you might still be in the eye right now. There's a lot more to go. I think back to, you know, the Atlanta Falcons' first half Super Bowl winner. We know what happened to the second half when the Patriots came back to life. So do not sleep on the second half of Milton, and we're definitely concerned now with this surge.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Maybe he should have looked in the mirror and read that one a few times before he tried.
Horrible
execution of a joke.
Now, was anybody mad? I'm sure there were people mad about it.
A lot of Falcons fans mad about that for sure.
Oh, okay. Sure, yeah.
Whatever.
Still catching strays.
I hope your ass get blown over by a stiff wind. I hope that second half of the storm just only hits you. Whatever, man.
It's hard to tell jokes in that voice.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
everybody remembers the Falcons Super Bowl.
You don't remember it, dumbass.
Can you stumble all over yourself? Look, it's a clever joke. I get it.
Guess.
When he's talking about being calm
what
now.
What is clever about that?
Because he's talking about the hurricane in the second half because there isn't, you know.
You just like 28-3 jokes.
I do.
That's all that is, Bo.
But it's horrible execution of the joke.
It was a bad execution.
It was bad for sure.
Hey, man.
One other comment on that?
Yeah, sure.
I think that we should stop sending reporters to hurricanes.
We've already had this conversation.
I know. Yeah. I'm just going to say it every time. Yeah. Just put a live cam out there. Everyone will get the point. Like, you don't have to have a man standing in the wind.
Do you get overtime for that?
I don't know.
No.
They may get hazard pay or something.
Yeah, per diem. You get a per diem.
But it's also their job.
Yeah. Nothing's open.
Per diem.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I would be just as served by the weatherman if he was in a studio just telling me about it.
Also,
from a live cam.
It is Florida. There's also just so much social media people doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Just take their videos.
Yeah, right. You don't even have to. Exactly right.
Hey, congratulations again to Kirk Cousins. Not only was he NFC Offensive Player of the Year, the week, but he was the Nickelodeon MVP, the Nickelodeon Valuable Player, I guess.
Oh, cool.
And that prompted them to go out to Flowery Branch yesterday, where this happened.
You guys watch Nickelodeon like I did growing up?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I watched, what was it called? Hey Arnold? Rugrats?
Kirk, congratulations on being Nickelodeon's MVP. Future trophy.
Oh, thank you.
Clear for takeoff.
Oh, yes, sir. Yup. It's down the back. Oh, wow.
Man.
Many years of watching the slime show. That just happened.
They strapped the slime hat on Kirk Cousins, and his offensive linemen actually got to be the ones to pour the slime.
Do you know how bad I wanted to get slime when I was a kid?
So Abe has actually been slime.
I wanted to be on Double Dare so bad.
Man, so that would've been fun.
So bad. And I remember Mama bought us a Double Dare game. They had the
home.
It wasn't really no slime or nothing, but I wanted to be on Double Dare so bad.
So bad.
So bad.
I would have been. They had the pie thrower all I wanted to be on Legends of the Hidden Temple.
See, we had this conversation, and I still,
not struggling
I still,
to put
I still
together.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's because we're just slightly not the same age.
Yeah.
You can tell exactly how old someone is based on the Nickelodeon shows that they watch.
Okay, yeah.
You were just a, you're like 4 years, 3 years, four years older than me, right?
Right.
So like you were just a little bit old for those shows.
Yeah.
Like, I overlapped you with Double Dare.
Right.
But then they upgraded it to something else. It was like Global
weird.
Double Dare,
yeah,
or
I
something like
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I always wanted to be on Double Dare.
But then, like, you can tell Kirk Cousins is even younger than both of us because he was watching Hey Arnold,
yeah,
which I was too old for Hey
yeah,
Arnold.
Yeah, there wasn't no Hey Arnold.
Yeah, and then, like, you get people even younger talking about SpongeBob or whatever. Because
that
was Yeah, that was yeah. Even much younger.
Yeah.
And then people start talking about stuff that I've never even heard of, and I'm like, well, you must be a child still, because
yeah.
I don't know what that show is.
Speaking of slimy, there was some baseball played yesterday. Tigers beat the Guards. They're up 2-1. Yankees beat the Orioles. They are up 2-1. Dodgers beat the Dads. They are tied 2-2. And the Phillies got sent packing by the grimy Mets. Here's Nick Castellanos.
It's not how you start. It's how you finish. And we started fantastic.
Ooh-hoo.
You know, we were the best team in baseball in the first half, and everything, everybody in baseball and all the fans and everybody are saying, this is our year, this is our year, this is our year.
Sounds
I don't
familiar.
Know if expectations put added pressure. I don't know. I can speculate. No, but one thing I know is that we didn't cross the finish line.
So y'all remember when Snit last year was talking about how they had the time off, won the division,
yeah.
got kicked out of the playoffs in the first round by the Phillies, just like the Phillies just got done by the Mets?
Yeah.
Everybody gave him a hard time about it, including the Philadelphia Phillies themselves. Well, here's to you, slimy Phillies, your slimy green mascot.
The only thing that sucks, though, is the Mets are the ones that did it.
Correct.
And
I was actually rooting for the Phillies over the Mets in that series. We like Bryce here.
Like,
on
which one
show.
Do you hate most?
The Mets.
Yeah,
definitely.
Right. So that, I mean.
I hate them all.
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
that
I don't
too. Feel,
so it's hard to be like, good, the Phillies lost, but the Mets beat them.
Somebody asked me, I said, I'm rooting for the umpires. I'm rooting somehow that nobody gets to win. That's what I care about.
Yeah, I mean, between the remaining options, like, I like the Padres. I hope the Padres, I don't like the Dodgers that much. I hope they beat them. And then if the Padres beat the Mets, that's great. Then the Padres come out of the National League. I don't know, in the American League, I don't really, I mean, I don't want the Yankees to win, obviously.
Royals, Tigers. You know,
yeah, like I don't have anything
sure,
against either one of those. Kansas, I had a good time in Kansas City when I went.
Right.
Pretty cool place.
Yeah, man.
It's all right.
But yeah, I mean, that's what I was like. Oh, the Phillies lost. Well, so did we.
Yeah.
I think it was.
I asked and went on two vacations.
Yes.
I think it was.
But misery loves company.
I think it was Derek Jeter last night had a very good point about this very first, like, the division series. Find a way to make this a 7-game series. Then you got no excuses. A 5-game series and a 7-game series are played completely different.
Totally,
yes.
Totally.
And with the 7 games, like, you have no excuses of a 5-day off layover or whatever.
Or
so.
A 3-game series, too. I know that it's, I get it.
Well, we like that better
weird.
Than a 1-game.
Better
like,
than a 1-game.
Yeah, that's garbage. Or
do
just
five,
eliminate all these
do
wild
Do 5
cards
for that.
And start with 7. Eliminate the whole first wild card round.
Yeah, I don't know.
Go back to 4 teams.
I don't know what the best way to do it is. I just want the Braves to win.
<That's>
I miss the Braves being in meaningful
next
like,
year.
Late October postseason games because it's really, really fun.
That'd be, okay, so this Lieutenant Dan, they said he got this GoFundMe, dog. This dude, yeah, he probably couldn't evacuate.
Did he not have legs like Lieutenant Dan?
I don't know. I like
because that would make it hard to evacuate.
I just keep seeing videos of his face.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, he's like, he got $40,000 from GoFundMe for surviving.
Okay. That's way more than
concerned
we got.
About him staying on the boat during the storm. I just smoked half a joint. I'm high right now. Great job, dude.
So,
so if I got high on a boat, would people donate more money to our Helene thing?
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
I'll do it.
Somebody's reached out on Twitter to me. Jimmy Dean wants me to ask Abe what his slime take is. Abe's been slime before, and I guess last night on his show, he had a whole take on slime. Can we get to that at some point?
Yeah, I was surprised how warm it was.
I didn't think that the take was going to be worth it, but I was wrong.
That's fantastic.
I was surprised how warm it was. We'll come back and, yeah, we're going to go to break now. I'm just trying to compose myself.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.